Why a career path deserves deliberate design. Many people treat career development as something that takes care of itself, believing that as long as they work hard, opportunities will naturally come. But this is often not the case. If you look back 5 years later and find yourself still circling in the same role, the problem is usually not a lack of effort but a lack of a clear map. A career path is essentially a deliberate design of where your value will go over the next 3 to 5 years. It must answer three questions: where do I want to create value, what capabilities do I rely on to create value, and how do I get there step by step? Only when these three questions are clear can daily choices have a basis for judgment. People without path planning are easily pushed around by external rhythms. They go wherever salaries rise and rush toward whichever direction is hot. The result is scattered skills, repeated reversals, and a resume full of branches but no real mainline. People with path planning, by contrast, make every trade-off serve the same goal. They can say no to temptation and say wait to opportunities because they know where they are going. This kind of steadiness is precisely the rarest resource in long-term workplace competition. On a more practical level, a career path also affects your bargaining power. In the same role, some people polish a single craft for 3 years and become scarce experts, while others repeat entry-level work year after year. The former are more proactive in salary negotiations and job switching, while the latter often have no choice but to passively accept market pricing. Of course, planning does not mean calculating every step to death. It is more like navigation: set a destination, adjust the route according to real-time conditions, but the general direction never changes. Understanding this, you will not give up planning itself just because plans cannot keep up with changes. From the organization's perspective, companies are willing to invest more in people with a sense of direction. With the same training budget, managers tend to give it to colleagues who can clearly state their 3-year plan, because such investment is more likely to show returns. A clear path itself is a workplace signal. Three mainstream paths: expert, management, and cross-disciplinary. The common career paths in an industry can be grouped into three: the expert route, the management route, and the cross-disciplinary route. Their value logic, capability focus, and growth curves are completely different. There is no superior or inferior one, only differences in fit. The core of the expert route is depth. You invest continuously in one thing and become irreplaceable. It is characterized by a slow start and a steep late stage. You must endure a long incubation period, but once a cognitive moat is built, the compounding effect is very obvious. The core of the management route is leverage. You amplify output through organizations and other people, and it tests your ability to break down goals, coordinate, and lead teams. It requires a business foundation, but it values communication, delegation, and the maturity to take responsibility even more. The core of the cross-disciplinary route is connection. You stack experience from two fields into compound competitiveness, such as technology plus product, operations plus growth, or industry plus data. Cross-disciplinary is not frequent job hopping, it is extending new capability branches along a main axis. To judge which route suits you better, observe two signals: first, whether you enter flow more easily when working alone on tough problems, or feel a greater sense of achievement when coordinating people; second, whether you enjoy digging one point to the extreme or enjoy stringing many points into a surface. The former points to the expert, the latter to management. The cross-disciplinary route suits people with broad interests and strong learning ability. It does not require you to be proficient in everything, but it does require you to have one signature skill as the base, then use a second skill to amplify it. A cross-disciplinary move without a solid base easily becomes mediocrity that is not good at anything. One more reminder: the three routes are not a single-choice question in life but can be combined in stages. Accumulate thickness as an expert early on, lead teams to amplify leverage in the middle, and break through the ceiling through cross-disciplinary work later. This kind of progressive rhythm is quite common in reality. The route is a means, long-term value is the end. Use three questions to locate your career anchor. Before drawing the path, do a positioning exercise. Ask yourself three questions. What do you do that gives you the strongest sense of achievement? What is the capability you are most praised for? And what are you willing to endure boredom for? Write down the answers and find the intersection. The first question helps you identify the source of value. A sense of achievement usually points to the field you are good at and to the meaning you truly endorse. If you ignore it, no matter how beautiful the path is, it is only a castle in the air. The second question helps you confirm market recognition. Capabilities that are praised have often already passed external validation and are the starting point for others paying for them. Try to align what you think you are good at with what the outside world recognizes. The third question helps you judge sustainability. A career path is a long-term project. If you cannot even tolerate the boredom of repetition, it is hard to expect it to become the foundation of your standing 5 years later. There is another dimension of positioning that is easy to overlook: how much you want work to affect your life state. Some people pursue high input and high returns, some pursue stability and rhythm, and some hope work can bring social value. Writing this item into your